Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
Hi, I'm Scott Hahn, and I'd like to invite you personally to join me and Breadbox Media on August 24th in New Oxford, Pennsylvania, for a day of spiritual renewal. I'll be presenting three talks, one on St. Joseph, one on the sacrament of matrimony, and another one on the Holy Eucharist. Learn more and register at breadboxmedia.com/PA conference. I hope to see you there.
Introducing the redesigned CatholicSingles.com, featuring new ways that put the spotlight on the person and their faith, not just a profile picture. For the past 20 years, faithful Catholics have used CatholicSingles.com, and the reimagined CatholicSingles.com website is ready to help single Catholics take the next step in sharing meaningful relationships with other faithful Catholics. Remember, CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love.
Well, hey, everyone, and welcome back to this week's episode of Lisa Hendy and Friends. I am very excited this week to revisit a project that we looked at back in the spring. Breakthrough, the movie, is about to be launched on digital platforms and DVD. And joining us this week on the show will be Joyce Smith, whose actual real life story is the fodder for the tremendously dramatic moments that we find in Breakthrough. I thought we'd start off before the interview with just a little listen to the film's trailer, which will remind us all about what this movie is all about. So let's listen to Breakthrough.
Rise and shine. Breakfast is ready in 10 minutes. And don't make me come back up there. This is our town. It's a close-knit community, a kind of place where everyone knows everyone.
Hi, Miss Jay.
Hey, how are you girls? And we're always there for each other.
Nice sermon, Pastor.
What do you guys have on for the rest of the day?
Well, John has a basketball game.
Yeah, I've seen this guy hoop it up around here. This kid is so lit.
Text your mom tomorrow and tell her when and where to pick you up.
And don't do anything stupid.
Love you guys.
Boys, get off the ice!
We're training for the Olympics, sir!
Cindy!
He's been underwater for more than 15 minutes. It's gonna be a recovery, not a rescue. I got something.
We got him!
We've done everything medically possible. There's nothing more we can do.
No. Please, God, send your Holy Spirit to save my son.
A 14-year-old St. Charles boy who spent 15 minutes trapped underwater is continuing to fight for his life.
I don't believe John will survive the night.
You don't know my son. He is a fighter. So I need you to be the best for John, and you just let God do the rest. You are my pride and joy. I can't wait to see you shoot those baskets and run up and down the court again.
The Smith family asked for one thing. Please pray for John.
In the water that day,
I was ready to give up, but then I hear this voice telling me, go back.
Either I'm nuts
or God's talking to you.
But I don't believe in God.
I believe it, but maybe that only goes so far with something like this.
I'm your pastor. I'm supposed to walk alongside you for as long as it takes.
Did you see the Facebook page? It's gone viral.
Tommy?
I hope he's gonna be okay.
We're not gonna get through this alone. Whatever you have for me, for Brian, for John, I surrender.
Joyce Smith was born in Wichita, Kansas, grew up in Ohio, and lived in 8 different states as well as Canada and Germany. She and her husband Brian now live in St. Charles, Missouri. In addition to John, they have 3 wonderful sons and 5 beloved grandchildren. Joyce is the author of The Impossible, a miraculous story of a mother's love and her son's resurrection, on which the film Breakthrough is based. Joyce loves speaking to audiences about what God has done for her family and continues to do. Joining us now, Joy Smith. Well, now on the show, we're really happy to have the actual Joy Smith, portrayed by Chrissy Metz in the film Breakthrough. Joyce, welcome to the show this morning.
Well, thank you. It's an honor to be here.
Well, such a treat to be with you. And I had the chance last spring to interview the person who plays you in the film and also to meet your son, John. But before we dive into that, I just want to ask you to just kind of, we've read your actual bio, but just tell us a little bit more about yourself and your involvement in Breakthrough as the person who really brought it into being.
Well, It's really an honor to be able to do this. The movie was kind of a surprise. We never went looking for it. It found us. Pastor Sam Rodriguez saw it on USA Today and started talking about it on his TV program. And my brother-in-law called me and said, you need to get a hold of this guy and tell him the whole story. So, luckily, I found him on Facebook, you know, where we find everything. And I sent him a message, and I said, would you like to know the whole story? The very next day, I got a message back. He said, yes, would you like to be on TVN? And I said, I'll shout this story from the mountaintop. So we got there, and there was a young gentleman there, very friendly, very kind, and he was talking to us, and we thought he was a green room host. So for 45 minutes, we share our story with him. And at the end of that 45 minutes, he looks at us and he says, I don't know if you know who I am or not, but I'm Devon Franklin, and I'm a movie producer, and I just finished Miracles from Heaven, and I think that's what I want this to be my next movie. I about fell out of my chair.
Wow.
You know, because I never expected this. I didn't go looking for it. And so fast forward 2 years later, we have a book and we have a movie. And here I'm just a simple person from a small town in Missouri, and all of a sudden I'm shoved out into the world for everyone to see. But, you know, it's not our story. This is God's story. And he has done so much to open up the doors for us to be able to share this with the world. I mean, I was a stay-at-home mom for many years, and then we adopted John, and I had gone back into the workforce, but after we got him, I decided I wanted to stay home and work with him. And just the opportunities that that has given us, you know, now I'm an author, now I'm being portrayed in the movies, and life has really changed for us, being able to travel all over the United States and share this great story, but also to hear the great stories of miracles that has happened to other people. It's such an awesome opportunity.
I can't imagine. I want to ask you about the book. The book title is The Impossible, The Miraculous Story of a Mother's Love and Her Son's Resurrection. Now, you're saying that the book actually came kind of after the event, after the miracle with John and before the movie. How was it to actually spend time writing that book?
Well, you know, it not only talks about John's, what happened with John, but it talks about how the journey I lived until John's accident, how the Lord delivered me. And it was really interesting, because when you start opening up your life like that, you think there's things in there that this is water under the bridge and you know, you've taken care of this and all. But I found out that when I was writing the book, there was a lot of things in there that still wasn't taken care of and I had to deal with. So it was like going back and reliving a lot of those things over and over until I finally could surrender them, you know, to the Lord and think, oh goodness, he delivered me from these things. And it was not just an opportunity to share the story of what God did for John, but also what he has done for me during my life. And it was quite eye-opening for me.
That's actually something that really comes through in the film. And we know that with Hollywood, like, a movie is never exactly, you know, everything that happens in a real life story. So it's why I did want to ask you about the book. And how is it for you? Because Chrissy portrays you in a fashion that's very open and honest. And we see, you know, the kind of the heartbreak, but also the humanity of that character that she's playing. How is it for you to have opened up your heart in such a fragile way way to sharing kind of how God has worked in your weakness. Was it hard for you to be so personal and so open about the things that are, you know, maybe not perfect about your spiritual life?
It was right at first, but when I started to see the effect that was having on others, that others can see that, you know, we're not perfect, yet God will come into our life and he will take care of details in your life and things that's going on in your life that you maybe think is impossible to fix, but God can come in and fix them. So when I was being able to share this, people started opening up and sharing, you know, oh, wow, you know, this is what's happened to me. When I heard this story, this is what I was able to surrender. So, it was hard at first, but it had such rewards for the fact that other people were understanding how God can fix their problems, that he's not afraid of their circumstances. He doesn't wake up in the morning and go, oh, my goodness, I didn't see that coming. He already knows. He has a plan and a purpose for us. And one of the scriptures that we hung on to during John's ordeal was Jeremiah 29:11. I have a plan for and purpose for you, and it's not to harm you, but it's to prosper you. And in verse 13 is the key to that scripture, and it says, and when you seek my face, I will be found. And I found that over and over in my life. When I have surrendered to God and I've started looking for him, he's always been able to come in and right what has been so wrong in my life.
Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. I want to ask you a little bit about the film. So we're speaking now because we're about to have the release of the digital version of the film, both on DVD and digital download platforms. So how involved were you in the actual script control over the film? And did you get to go out onto set and meet the actors who played your family?
Devon had promised us that from the very beginning that he would try to keep the story as close to, you know, real as possible, which he did. There were some embellishments on it, like Pastor Jason and I have never said a harsh word to one another. He's like one of my kids, and I don't care what he does with his hair. That ought to make people want to watch it alone. I don't care what he does with his hair. But anyway, Pastor Jason was new at our church when John had his accident. He had only been there 6 months. And it was a 90-year-old church, and he was putting in a lot of changes in there. And people were reacting to it. And so they were running all that through my character. So the things that he talks about happening to him in the movie were actually happening to him. I just wasn't doing it. but that's okay.
Took the fall.
yes, I took the fall, but that's all right. That's Hollywood. And the other part of it we did get to go on the set up in Winnipeg. It was wonderful. And we got to meet Chrissy Metz and Dennis Haysbert and Josh Lucas and Mike Coulter and all the different people that are in there. Chrissy Metz is a sweetheart. She is absolutely down to earth. Her character, she's just a genuine person. Dennis Haysbert could not have been sweeter, neither Josh Lucas and Mike Coulter. I mean, they were just real people. And one of the things I thought was really interesting, while we were on the set, one of the gentlemen that played Joe Morrow in the movie, Vic Cedric, came to me and he said, I have worked on a lot of sets. He said, but I have never been on a movie set like this where everything was so cohesive and everyone got along and we couldn't wait to get to the set the next day. And I think that said a lot for, number one, for God and what he was doing. Number two, for Devon and Devon Franklin and Roxanne Dawson, who was a film producer, for the tone that they set on the set. And also, many people gave their hearts to the Lord working on the set. So, you know, it's a win-win situation all the way around.
That's beautiful. I did have a chance right before the film came out in theaters to interview Chrissy, and she spoke so highly of your family. And I think what you're saying about kind of what you see is what you get, like, I just found her so genuine and beautiful. And yeah. Certainly her role in this film, her acting is phenomenal. So if you see it for nothing, nothing else, see it for Chrissy Metz. But there's so much good here. And one of the other highlights for me that week when I was interviewing Chrissy was meeting your son, John, the actual John, who was at the film junket. He's such a tender age. And this is so in relatively recent past for all of you. How has it been for you to see him go through this experience?
It's been such a growing experience for him. Number one, he's just stayed grounded through all of this. You know, he hasn't gotten all wild and crazy and big-headed. I mean, he's stayed very grounded with it. I think that's due to so many people around him that helps him. Being in school and having to graduate also does a lot of that. He just graduated this month. He's getting ready to go off to Minnesota to go to college. He's going to be a pastor. And he is just, first of all, he's just a good kid. But second of all, the Lord has done a lot to just open up the ways and put in him a desire to share, you know, what God is doing for him.
Yeah, that's actually, I'm the mother of two sons, and certainly they're quite a lot older than John is, but I couldn't help kind of put myself into your shoes of thinking about, I mean, he was out there. When I interviewed him, it was in Beverly Hills at a beautiful hotel, and he was there on his own, taking a little bit of time off of school to do the press for the film. And I kept thinking, oh my gosh, what trust you must have in him as a young man to send him off into all of this. And you must be so proud, because one thing that really struck me when I spoke with him was just how genuine, how kind of like, you know, very self-confident and very eloquent and obviously very intelligent and super handsome too, but mostly just like a great heart. And that's something that you can't fake, you know, and he's not a trained actor. So when I was interviewing him, it was really just so cool for me to see the level of faith that he has at his age with everything that he's been through, and how sincere he is and how willing he is for God to use him in the ways that are happening. So congratulations on that.
Well,
I know he's still
much.
A work in progress, but you should be very, very, very happy. Let's talk about, you know, what now that the film is moving on to a digital format, and that we know that the DVD always has extra features, but this enables us to bring breakthrough into our homes. What words would you have for families out there who might be considering grabbing this film and watching it with their family?
Well, you know, one of the questions that we have been asked about this, and I'll get to your question, has been, did John see heaven when he died? And the answer to that question has been, from the very beginning, that wasn't the purpose of this film. And we feel like the purpose of this film was that if John had had the encounter, that had been one person doing it. But everyone that has been touched by this story has had their own encounter with God, has had their own meeting with God. We have so many people come up to us and say, oh, I saw your movie, and this is what was going on in my life, and this is how God came and met us. And so I think we had another girl from Madagascar get a hold of us through a private message, and she told us, she said, I was going to kill myself, and I decided to go and see this movie, and when I went and saw it, I thought, if he can do that, if God can do that for John, then he can straighten my life out and give me hope. And that has been our prayer through the whole thing, that the book and the movie wouldn't be about us, but it would be about faith and hope that only Jesus can give to you and to this world. You know, he is the hope of the world. And so if you're going to get the movie and bring it into your home, you know, do it. Look for what God can do for you through this story, because he isn't a respecter of person. He isn't going to do it for this person, not for the other person. God loves us enough that he will do it for all of us.
So beautiful. Did you have a favorite moment in the film when you watch it? Is there something that kind of just sticks with you?
Yes, there's two places that really, really stick out to me. Number one of is when Dennis Haysbert, Dr. Garrett, who plays Dr. Garrett, comes out in the hallway and talks to Chrissy, who's playing my part, and tells her all the things that is going wrong with John. and that, you know, he's now well, or he's now coming through it, and how much of a miracle it is. I loved that part. And the other is, now this didn't really happen on the roof of the hospital, but it happened to me in our pastor's office. I came to a point where I just had to come down and get down on my knees and surrender to God. And that was before John's accident. And we really and truly, on the in the movie, she's on the roof and she surrenders everything to God. But that had happened to me in August before John's drowning in January. And we honestly believe, had that point not have come, there had been a different outcome with John.
Yeah.
And it's just, you know, just, I loved it when it was Roxanne's vision, when the snow starts falling behind her after surrendering. It's just really an awesome moment for me.
Beautiful. And I have to ask you about, there's a very special song in the film, and that moment too. How, I know that that's like probably a little bit of Hollywood magic as well, but how do you feel when you see that particular scene?
You know, it's just touch. Are you talking about the one when the girls sing, when they're singing Oceans, or is the
yes?
Yes. That is a very, very touching scene for me for two reasons. The young girl who is singing that song, you don't see her, but she's singing, is Taylor. But she is portraying a really sweetheart of a girl that I've known since fourth grade. Her name is Shayla Gilkey, and she has a beautiful voice just like Taylor. And so to see that, you know, that song and hear Taylor sing it, thinking about Shayla, and also knowing that Kirk Franklin came in and did a special arrangement of that, and how this, you know, how the song just ties into the movie. It's beautiful because it just generates so many great memories for me.
Beautiful. Well, Joyce, I know you're so busy, and I'm so grateful for your time. Are there any kind of last closing words that you'd like to share with our listeners as they get ready to bring Breakthrough into their home, or maybe pick up a copy of The Impossible to read for themselves?
I believe this movie is a restoration movie. Yeah, I mean, John's life is restored to him, but it isn't limited to that. There's nothing going on in your life that God can't restore you from and can't give you hope from. And your circumstances never, ever, ever scare him or take him off guard. So, you know, just trust him. That's what I want people to see in this movie, that God can be trusted, and there's nothing going on in your life, no circumstances, no diagnosis, that God doesn't have the final word on.
Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. Friends, be sure to grab your copy of Breakthrough, coming out on DVD and digital. We'll have links in our show notes to that, as well as a way for you to get a hold of The Impossible, the miraculous story of a mother's love and her son's resurrection by Joyce Smith. Absolutely wonderful book. We'll have links for you over at lisahendy.com in our show notes there. Joyce, thank you so much for the gift of your time and for sharing your family's story with our listeners.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Well, friends, that's it for this week's episode. We'll be back next week with another guest. Until then, I hope you have an awesome week. God bless.
Hello, this is international Catholic singer Anna Nuzzo, inviting you to join me and Father Dan Cambra of the Marian Fathers on a select international tours Divine Mercy pilgrimage to Poland and the Czech Republic. It takes place in September of 2019, and we would love for you to join us. For more information, go to my website, annanuzzo.com. Thank you, and God bless.
BreadBox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com.